If you've ever wanted to know some ninja strategies to social media and getting engagement and getting noticed, this is the episode for you.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Last Wednesday, an episode with Mike Butler came out. Now, Mike is a client of Grow Your Show. We've been serving him to launch his podcast. We've gotten him to be ranking in the top 1%, 0.5%, or 1.5%, depending on like where you look at that. Mike was just freaking awesome. And one of the things that he mentioned in that episode, so just you can go back to the previous episode if you really want to hear him talk about everything that he did. But one of the things he mentioned, and I knew we wouldn't have enough time on that episode to go through this, was really the social media that we used. He talked a little bit about how we used really good messaging. We used fine-tuned it, made sure that a lot of people were coming to him. And so that's exactly what we did. On this episode, I'm going to jump into social media, how to use the algorithms, what are the algorithms, why do they have the algorithms. I'm going to talk to you about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 separate strategies that you're going to need if you want to use those algorithms to your advantage. And then we're going to talk about how to utilize this in practice. And I'm going to give you easily memorizable formula that's going to allow you to remember all 10 of those things, but just with these three easy concepts. So let's dive into that. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show. And we're back. It's your friend, Adam A. Adams. And if you didn't know already, it's the podcast on podcasting. I haven't yet mentioned that on this episode. The podcast on podcasting hosted by my company, Grow Your Show, which can be found at growyourshow.com. Here's how to use social media. So the first question that I'm really going to discuss is, why does social media have an algorithm? Like, what's the purpose of an algorithm? Why do they have it? What are they using it for? And I'm going to dive into that a little bit right now so you at least understand. Now, think about it like this. I'm going to use Facebook as an example. Facebook needs money. Every company needs money. And do you pay Facebook money when you first decide, hey, I want to have a social media profile? It's going to cost me $10,000 to jump into Facebook and just have a profile. No, they don't charge a freaking dime to you. But they have so many employees. I mean, this is a huge operation. It costs them tons of money in order to pay their staff, all of the legal fees that Facebook has had to endure for a long, long time. Where is that money coming from, right? So Facebook has adopted a way of having an automated algorithm where the robots are spider crawlers, you name it, has figured out how to know how to make money. They do make money. They have investors. They have people that invest in the company on the public market, where they say, hey, I want to put 50 grand into Facebook, or I want to put 5% of my portfolio into Facebook.com, right? So they're making a little bit of money there. They need to be able to show good numbers for that. But where do they make the real money is through advertising, marketing and advertising. So basically what they want to have happen is they want people on their platform. That's the big thing that you've got to remember. Ding, 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 ding. They want people on their platform. It's critically important that you can think of that. if they didn't have people on the platform, would their advertisers actually be able to make money? No, absolutely not. So what do these algorithms really figure out? They figure out what's making people stay on the app and what's making people leave. And in a minute, I'm going to share with you two things that make people leave the app. And then I'm going to talk to you about like six things that keep people on the app. Because once you understand how the algorithm works and how you can utilize it to your advantage, that's when you know that you're in the money. That's when you understand that everything that you do is going to go further and faster. You're going to be leveraging social media instead. So just remember, why does social media have algorithms? It's because they need to split test. They need to A/B test whether you or whether your post keeps people on Facebook or off Facebook. That's why they have built-in algorithms. So how do you use the algorithms to your advantage? Here's a couple of things that you do not want to do. The first thing is make all your posts about business. If you make all of your posts about business on your personal page, Facebook is going to seize up on you because they're thinking that you're getting away with murder. They're thinking that you are making money through Facebook without advertising. So when you make a whole bunch of business posts, they automatically do something that I call shadow banning you. They shadow ban you. You come in and every single post that you ever make is that you're a hard money lender, or every post that you make shows that you're a real estate agent and you can help people buy and sell real estate, or every single post that you make is fill in your industry and understand that Facebook doesn't want you making a bunch of posts like that. Second, stop sharing links. Sharing links is something that works against you for the algorithm. Remember when I said, why does social media have algorithms in the first place? They want to make sure that you are a person and that your content is the type of content and that your posts are the type of posts that don't send people away from Facebook so that they lose money. They're competing for attention. So they've got this algorithm that is, as soon as you put your YouTube link, as soon as you put your meetup link, as soon as you put your RSVP link, your website, your blog, as soon as you freaking use that link, I'm sorry. Facebook has a way of knowing that you've put a link, and so they shadow ban your post so that nobody sees it. So if you've ever noticed that you've been posting some links every now and again, but you're only getting 1 to 20 likes or comments. Let's say 1 to 20 likes and 0 to 4 comments. If you're in that range, which I know most of you are in that range, one thing you can do is go through all of your previous posts and delete the links. Delete the post, change it so that they no longer have links, and start posting on a regular basis things that are not just business posts and things that are not just a bunch of links that send people away from Facebook so that they can no longer make money. They will cut you off at the knees. All right. So those are a couple things that you can do that will help you to start getting noticed a little bit more by basically omitting something bad. Now I want to share with you the 8-ish things that are really, really, really good. You could use what's new on social media. So you want to make sure that you're getting the most traction on social media for your podcast or for your business. Use the things that social media has working currently that's brand new. Like when TikTok and Reels and Facebook stories or Instagram stories first came out, when the lives come out, like Facebook Live, Instagram Live, LinkedIn Live. When these things first come out, the social media platform really, really pushes it. So when there's only a few people using it, they make sure that they push that content in front of as many people as possible. The reason that they want to do that is so that all of the other people start to get on board and say, oh, that looks fun. How did they do that? I'm going to contact Jacob and find out how Jacob was able to make that post. I haven't seen that before. That's new. Oh, now I can try it. They're still pushing that out. Whenever something's brand new for that social media platform, they're going to favor that type of content. They're going to favor that type of post. So using what's new, that's the third piece underneath how to use algorithms for your advantage. It was business posts, sharing links. Now we're talking about using what's new. This is a good thing. The first two were bad. This one was good. The next one is that social media generally likes what they call native content. What is native content? It means it's content that pretty much only resides in that one place. So a lot of you might be thinking, oh, there's these cool things that will allow me to be able to do one button and it posts in lots of different places. There's a lot of you are thinking like, oh, that's so cool. I can go live on all of these platforms at the same time. For example, it lets me go on YouTube while I'm also going on LinkedIn, while I'm also going on Facebook, while I'm also going on Instagram, while I'm also going to, you name the app, because a lot of these tools are allowing you to be in multiple different places. But you might have noticed that when you go into those multiple different places, that you're not really getting in front of very many people. And you're like, what the hell, man? When all I did was just did a Facebook Live, it got in front of 7,000 people. And now that I'm doing this huge thing, it's going all of the places at the same time. When you combine everything, I've only got 300. Well, what gives is that most of these social media platforms, they want your content to be native or to be exclusive to just that one platform. So whenever you're using these other things and they can see it, they're going to basically shadow ban you. So now you know to use native content instead, which in other words is unique, individual, like content. Content that won't reside anywhere but that one place. The next thing is, I'm going to talk a little bit about what stopping the scroll is. So this is an algorithm that basically all of these social media platforms is who I'm talking about have figured out. When you scroll, kind of like mundanely just go through different posts and not much of it is catching your attention. But then once you stop for a moment, they have a built-in algorithm which measures that, which measures how many males are stopping, how many females are stopping, how many people in this age bracket are stopping, how many people that make this amount of money are stopping the scroll, who are basically having something that I call pattern interrupt. Now, there's a ton of ways that we can utilize pattern interrupt. And when I talk a little bit later on this episode, when we talk a little bit about today's tips in practice, that's when we're going to talk about pattern interrupt a little bit more. And I'm going to share with you how to use this in practice. But the concept here is stopping the scroll. This is a beneficial algorithm. And if you can find a way to make this happen on your feed, then you're more likely to start having those social media platforms push your content in front of more people, which is awesome. You could make the same freaking post and do it one way versus the way that we're talking about today. And one way, you're going to get nobody noticing anything about what you're doing. You're going to feel stressed. You're going to feel cheated. You're going to feel like, why me? What am I doing wrong? But if you pay attention to today's episode, you're going to find a way to be able to trigger these social media algorithms for your benefit. Number 6 of 9, I think I've said there might have been 10, but there's only 9. Number 6 out of 9 is engagement. So engagement is part of this algorithm, basically where social media is measuring a couple different parts. One part is if your post is making other people engage with you, and the other part is if you're engaging with them. So if you're on the post and you're engaging with others, if they're taking your surveys, if they're replying to your post, if they're making comments, if they're asking you if you could help them out with something and you're replying back to them, social media is going to notice all of these engagements from you and from your following. And it's going to actually start increasing the amount of people that you're getting in front of when you can get a little bit more engagement. Then number 7 of 9 is how to further that engagement, like how to really take it to the next level. And when I talk a little bit about today's tips, but in practice with our 3-part system, you're going to learn more on how to further that engagement. Number 8 of 9 is you just basically have to put the social in social media. So I'm going to talk a little bit about right now, I'm going to share with you a little bit about how to do this with, like, for example, Facebook communities, like other people's groups, other people's Facebook communities, AKA other people's Facebook groups that you might be a part of or that you could join. How do you be more social? I'm actually going to give you a bit of this right now. How do you become a little bit more social in and around social media? And one of those, the main thing that I'm trying to share with you is that you're moving stuff to the private messaging. You're moving stuff to the direct messaging. So I don't care if you call it a DM or a PM. Man, we're just going to back this whole thing up on number 8. Number 8 out of 9 is I want you to be able to put the social into the social media. Put the social quote in social media. And the main thing that we're talking about here is DMs and PMs. So what is a DM? What's a PM? It's direct messages, AKA private messages. DM for direct message, PM for private message. And basically, there's an algorithm when putting the social into social media that if you're going to different groups, when you're connecting with other people on different groups, when you are basically replying to other people's posts, you're getting favored as somebody. When you direct message people more often, when you have long ongoing conversations with more people, when you're on those other groups adding value, when you're on those other groups replying to things, when you are on your other friends' stuff, you're like on social media only thinking, I only want people to come to my post. But that negative attitude or that lack of time and effort, the lack of socialness, is actually working against you. So what I want you to do to put the social in social media is make sure that you're moving things to direct message over time, private messaging people, talking, communicating, building a community, adding value, and also engaging with other people's posts. The more that you do this, the algorithms will help those people that mainly see you. The social media platform in general is going to have all those people that see you a lot or have commented or that you comment or that you private message are now going to see more of your posts. And they also can figure out something called like a lookalike audience. Well, basically, some of those platforms may actually put you in front of others that could be similar to the people that you're already connecting with. So the more that you do some of this stuff, the better. And number 9 of 9 is this concept that I just call jab, jab, right hook. I didn't make it up, though. I learned it from Gary Vaynerchuk. Jab, jab, right hook. Gary V's, if you don't know this, or if you have not read the book, he wrote a book called Jab, Jab, Right Hook. Basically, what he's talking about in boxing is like, there's something that's fast and easy. It kind of hurts, but it's not like, it doesn't take anyone down. It's just like, jabbing. It keeps people on their toes. It keeps you connected. It keeps you like knowing where your opponent is or your audience in this case. But this concept of jab, jab, right hook, the jabs are not usually detrimental. Like you can't usually knock somebody out, have a total KO just simply with your opposite hand. Like for me, I am in general right-handed. And so my jabs would be with my less dominant hand, my left hand. And then that right hook, I would have greater accuracy. I would have more strength, but it comes a little bit slower. People can kind of see it coming. If you don't ever jab, then they're going to absolutely see it's coming. They're like, what the hell? What are you doing to me? Why are you giving me a right hook? But when you're jab, 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 and using that to your advantage, this right hook's going to be able to really knock them down. By the way, Gary V ended up wanting to call this book the same thing, but with just way more jabs. Jab, 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 jab. And he almost didn't publish the book. He told his publishers, he said, I'm not going to publish it if you're not going to let me put lots more jabs. So that's important for you to understand that really when you're doing this, you're going to jab quite a bit. And we talked about number one of nine being like all those business posts. You can have a post where you're going to get a call to action, where you're going to get an offer, when you're going to ask people to do something, maybe hire you, maybe listen to your podcast, right? You're going to give that right hook, but you're just going to do it less frequently. For example, like Gary V's inspired book, you're going to give tons and tons and tons of jabs before you give the right hook. You're going to basically add a lot of value. You're going to talk about your kids or your hobbies or your sweetheart or your travels or the food that you're eating or the shirt that you just bought, the shoes that you just bought, what you're going through, what you're struggling with, what you just learned. You're going to be connecting with your followers with little jabs frequently. And then every now and again, you have a right hook, which is like, hey, I can help you with this thing. Or, hey, one of my clients just got this result. Isn't that awesome? So you basically come in with a right hook where you have some type of call to action, right? All right. I am going to cover what we've talked about. I'm going to cover that so far. And then I'm going to share with you today's tips, but in practice, giving you that three-part framework that you're going to need. So we talked a little bit about why does social media have the algorithms? Then we talked a little bit about how to use those algorithms to your advantage, how to understand what they are, and now to be able to use them to hack or to trigger the algorithm so that you're actually getting noticed. We talked about not doing business posts, stop sharing links. We talked a little bit about using the things that are new, making sure that the content is native and not all over the place, learning how to stop the scroll or utilize pattern interrupt for an algorithm. Engagement. We even talked about further engagement. I'm going to talk about that later. Putting the social into social media with things like direct messages, private messages. And we talked about something called jab, jab, right hook concept. So let's dive in now to these tips to use all of that in practice. And what I want to help you with is to understand, let's give you a 10th thing first. Let's give you a 10th thing. Because I talked that there was going to be 10 earlier. So what is that 10th thing? That 10th thing is questions. Now, by the way, this is coupled with number 5, stop the scroll / pattern interrupt. Because questions help to stop the scroll. Pattern interrupt, questions are pattern interrupt. So now that we've gotten all 10, let's dive into this three-part framework. The framework that I share with my clients is called hook, story, offer. So in the Mike Butler episode, he talked a little bit about, like, he really sung our praises. And thank you, Mike. You didn't need to say any of that stuff. I'm so humbled and grateful. But talking a little bit about this hook, story, offer that we use when we were launching his podcast is we try to find ways of utilizing pattern interrupt and stopping the scroll, adding questions, or asking for feedback, asking for opinions. Human beings, when they see a question like, share your opinion, what do you think of this? Hey, where do you want to go for vacation? It's really difficult for us to not stop the scroll. And it's also especially challenging for us to not engage. Number 6, which was engagement, to get those engaging things to happen. So you got to find a way to have a hook. What does a hook mean? The hook literally means that you're capturing attention. You're getting engagement, you're stopping the scroll, you're getting pattern interrupt, you're surprising them, you're making them question things. So like if you're a real estate investor, for example, and you love real estate, you've always loved real estate, and you think that, let's just say it's Airbnb, like you're a short-term rental connoisseur. Is that even a thing? You're a short-term rental expert, okay? You've been doing this for a little bit and you are making, let's just say you're making 5 times the amount of money that you could have made with the same property, but with a little bit more work, because you're utilizing the short-term rental. But what that's allowed you to do is you've been able to pay full price for houses and still be able to have a decent, what they call cap rate. So you're making money with the same properties that you would have bought, but you're doing a little bit of creative real estate. Instead of renting it out to one person for 1 year, you're renting it out to, in some cases, one person for a night or two or three, right? And in doing so, you're making multiple different fees here. You're being able to employ more people and you're making more money with the same property that used to lose money because your mortgage was $1,500 and the rent was $1,500 and you still had a bunch of expenses and interest in all of this, but you figured out something. And so you are starting to make posts about what your short-term rental did, what your kids did. You're doing jab, jab, right hook. And one day you're wondering, how do I do this hook story offer? Because what I'm doing is the shit. Like, this is the best way to make money with real estate, you're thinking. But how do I stop the scroll? Do I just say again, like, hey, wanted to let you know another time that short-term rentals are so good, or I had another tenant pay me? It's starting to get mundane and boring, and people are stopping to pay attention. So you need to figure out a better way to do pattern interrupt. The next time you post, you're going to say something like why you should never do short-term rentals, or the good, the bad, and ugly about short-term rentals, or maybe not the good, bad, and ugly, but maybe you're just saying the three problems with short-term rentals, or how I lost money this month with my short-term rental. All of those things are like pattern interrupt. It's like, hey, I'm not used to Megan saying that her short-term rental, her STR is not making money. But now it's something different. Now she's saying what to beware of, what to be weary of, what to pay attention to, how she lost money. I need to figure out what Megan's saying here, they say. So they actually stop the scroll. It's that hook that you're looking for. There are many ways of utilizing a hook. There is things where you're basically anything against what you normally would say, that's going to surprise people. They're going to pay attention. Other things that you can do is have pictures, beautiful pictures, risque pictures, surprising pictures, gruesome pictures. Now, I'm not saying go that far. I'm not saying you have to put your photo of yourself nude on your social media. But what I am saying is thinking about human psychology and what's going to make them stop is something that's surprising, something that's out of this world, something that they weren't expecting. So if you can do this, like, here's how my last tenant left my STR, that means short-term rental, your Airbnb. This is how my last tenant left the Airbnb. Can you believe it? And it's a crazy looking picture, like there's gum on the walls or whatever. It's going to get people curious. And that's the thing that the hook really does. It's curiosity. It's a pattern interrupt. It's having them stop and instead of just mundanely scrolling past you, stopping the scroll and visiting you for a minute to see why that girl in the picture isn't wearing all the clothes that she needed, or to see why that guy in the picture fell over, tipped over in his Jeep when he was at Moab. Like, these are things that really get people to stop. Okay, so the hook. And then the story. The story is giving the value or giving the info that you were looking to give. So it's like what your post used to be. It's how most people's posts are today. It's mostly just a quick story. In all honesty, many, many times it's self-promotional stories, and it still can be now a self-promotional story. But what you need to be thinking about is giving your story and how do you keep attention? You want it to be funny. You want it to be interesting. You want it to be valuable. You want it to be memorable. That's what you're going to use with your story piece of your post. And then the offer. And you're like, I don't have anything to sell, Adam. Why would I offer anything? I have nothing to sell. Well, in this case, it's not always an offer the way that you're thinking. It's just easy to memorize hook, story, offer, hook, story, offer. So this offer could be something like, you're talking about, Adam, I want people to listen to my podcast, Mother Trucker. And how am I going to do that if I can't share the link to my podcast? Are they just supposed to know the link automatically? Do you want them to search for it? What is going on? The easiest way to let my follower know how to RSVP to my event or how to subscribe to my podcast or how to view my blog is by sharing the link to it. So how else will I do it? Well, in the offer period of this hook story offer, you can just simply ask them, let me know in the comments if you'd like the link. Boom. Wait, what? Wouldn't that make me like, if what if 100 people wanted my link? Wouldn't that make me like have to comment a lot of times and give a lot of people the link? Yes. But remember how we talked a little bit about how engagement was beneficial to you? You remember how we talked about further engagement? I'm going to give you the framework of this engagement and the super ninja strategy of further engagement for your offer right now. So I put a hook. Look how my tenant left my short-term rental. Now people are curious. And then you say, I've been doing short-term rentals for this long. So far, it's made me like $7,000 more by doing it this way versus when I was just renting it out to long-term tenant. It's not always good. It's not always easy. I would love to share with you an episode that I did on my podcast about short-term rentals, pros and cons. Just let me know in the comments and I'll get that to you for free. So that's your hook, your story, and your offer. Let me know in the comments that you'd like to listen to that episode, or you mentioned, look how they left my place. Maybe it's horrible. And you say, find out how I was able to get it cleaned up and put all of the finances on them, right? If you're interested in finding that out, just let me know in the comments and I'll be sure to give you the PDF for free. I'll be sure to give you the checklist that we use for free. Comment down below and I'd be happy to give you the flowchart that we have learned and used over time for our short-term rentals. So this is your hook, your story, your offer. That's how it works. And when we worked on this with Mike Butler's podcast, we did it. He's not a short-term rental person, right? But he did post a couple of things that used the same framework. So I want to give that to you now because it's valuable. And it's not even a call to action. It's not even something that you need to do. I'm just literally just going to give it to you. So what we ended up doing is we made 3 posts before he ever launched his podcast. Like as he was launching his podcast, we made 3 different posts. One of them was, it showed like all of the different titles that he was going through that he had in mind. Maybe not even all of them. Maybe he came up with 12, but we share 4 instead. Okay, so this post basically says, I need your help. That's kind of the hook. I need your help. A lot of people have to stop when they see that. Wait, what does she need help with? What does Mike need help with? So I need your help is the hook. The story is, I'm launching a podcast for real estate investors because people have been telling me for years that I needed to do this, but I can't decide on a name. For further context, my perfect avatar that I want to help is somebody who has a full-time job and wants to be able to make money through real estate while still working their full-time job. So here's the 4 names that I was deciding between. One of them was the Mike Butler Show. Another one in a couple of these, I'm going to make up in my head. It's not in front of me, but let's just say one of them, he goes, one of them, number one is the Mike Butler Show. Number 2 is crazy things in real estate investing. Number three is the 5-hour real estate week. And number four is how to start in real estate, blah, 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 blah. It's really long-winded, but it's like really, really, really long. And he just asks, which one do you think would work best for the show? And now he's got tons of people starting to comment. Like, now it's a question. Now it's asking for information, etc. People start commenting. They start engaging with this post. And then the ninja or super ninja strategy to get the further engagement was this. When we had his people say, I like C, or number three, I like option letter C best, the 5-hour real estate week, he would go in and get even more engagement from them. Instead of just saying, thanks, 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 or instead of just ignoring it, he went another step and he said, really appreciate your feedback. What was it about C that stood out? And then the next person says, I like C, 5-hour real estate week. And he says, a lot of people seem to like that. Why not any of the others? Question mark. And then the next person would say, I like A. And he would say, I kind of like A too, but everybody else is picking C. In your opinion, what makes A stand out? Question mark. And so what's going on is all of these people that have already commented once and he commented back, they're commenting a second time. So he's basically turning 0 to 1 engagement into 3 or 4 or 5 engagements per person. And what's neat about this is now you're hacking more of these algorithms for engagement and for further engagement and turning social into social media and that jab, jab, right hook and pattern interrupt and the native content and not sharing links and all of this stuff coming together. And that's one of the reasons why Mike Butler got 8,672 downloads in the last 4 weeks, when many other podcasts, yours could be included, don't even get that in an entire year. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this has helped you. Here's my call to action. Here's what I would say. If you want to follow me on social media, you can find me by typing in Adam Triple A Adams. You have to spell out triple. But if you want to follow me on Facebook, I do a little bit of this. You can see it. You can connect with me. You can private message me. And you and I can work together, both of us growing. So if you'd like to follow me on social media, just go and find it. I'll also have my team put that link into the show notes. Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye for now.
This episode is brought to you by growyourshow.com. Grow Your Show lets you be the star of your show while we handle all the hard stuff. We offer reliable and affordable post-production services that allow you to grow your show organically without all the work. So go ahead and check out the website right now and feel free to schedule a call with me and let's take your show to the next level. Again, growyourshow.com. You just press record. We handle the rest.